Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Cloudy, 52 degrees right now and going up to 58 today. Maybe some sun later on, highs of 53 tomorrow. 50% chance for showers on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday pretty much. Highs in the mid-50s Wednesday and Thursday, upper 60s on Friday and Saturday. More of a chance for rain on Saturday. That's in advance of a real cold front. And they're talking about maybe protective measures from freeze on both north and south shores next week. Alex Hammerstone joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How are you doing, Alex?
I am doing great. Happy New Year. It's 22 degrees here, so I'll take your weather anytime.
That's in Cleveland, right?
That's in Cleveland.
And it surprised me yesterday during the playoff game that Buffalo was, for the most part, sunny and like 56 degrees, and you expected blizzard and everything else, but it's a long winter to come. Tell me what's going on with Apple and Siri and eavesdropping and lawsuits.
Sure, absolutely. And I think for this conversation, it's important to kind of separate out this particular lawsuit from kind of the overall issues, you know, kind of throughout everything with all the data that's gathered. And in this case, you know, Apple's settling, you know, a lawsuit that was claiming that they were kind of collecting information or collecting recordings when people inadvertently activated Siri or the voice assistant, and then sharing that with third parties who would then advertise things based on what were in those recordings. So Apple denies this. They deny that they shared those recordings with anyone. And you know, obviously, it's a lot of times these things get settled just to kind of avoid further litigation. And it's also important to note that another piece of this was kind of the inadvertent activation, right? So people were claiming that they kind of bumped the button, you know, for the Siri assistant, or it turned on without somebody saying, hey, Siri, or whatever the activation word is. And I think any of us that kind of use these technologies, whether it's, you know, Echo with Alexa or Siri, you know, we've all seen the devices kind of pick up on something wrong and kind of activate thinking we had tried to activate it. And so that's not uncommon either.
So I got a text or something from Apple over the weekend about AI being available. And again, Alex, I'm trying to get through all of this for people that don't understand. Tell me what's going on with AI and iPhones and Apple and so forth.
Sure. So AI is one of those terms that it has a lot of different definitions, you know, it has or different marketing definitions and different ways that people are using it. And we're starting to see kind of AI or artificial intelligence really start to be implemented in a number of different products. Now, of course, it is the hot marketing term, so you may see kind of things that are called AI that are really just kind of basic IT type technology that's been around forever. Mm-hmm. But it's really seeking to kind of make things quote unquote smarter, and so it's going to allow the computers to kind of constantly gather information and kind of come up with kind of more of a picture of who you are or what you're expecting, and really respond to you in ways that can be quite uncomfortable sometimes.
So let me get back to the lawsuit for a second. So Apple said that they did have third parties listening to the conversations that people had with Siri or not?
No, they're adamant that they do not share those recordings with any third parties. And, you know, what's interesting about this is because, you know, we talk a lot, you always mention kind of your teapot, right, where you mention a teapot and get that ad. And I think people are very sensitive to the idea of their phone listening to them. You think about where your phone is, you know, it's in the restroom, it's in your bedroom, it's everywhere, right? And people are very concerned about that, and it's certainly people should be concerned about their privacy. But in general, you know, all these companies that are out there and tons of companies we don't really hear about or think about, are collecting our data and aggregating it all the time. And marketers and companies have such accurate pictures of who we are and what we buy and what our preferences are that they don't necessarily need to be listening to our conversations. It's interesting in this case, in the specific Apple case, I think one of the complainants was mentioning that they were served an ad for Air Jordans, right, after discussing it. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're targeting ads, right, I mean, if you're of a certain age, you know, you're probably going to get served ad for Nike shoes. So it's really tough to kind of draw that line or get that proof.
So why does it seem like you're talking about something with a friend and the next day you start getting ads for it online? And you mentioned Teapot. It wasn't Teapot. It was actually Alexander Hamilton. No, Alexander Burr
that's right.
Talking about, whoever had a duel, I think it was him, right? And for whatever
that's
reason,
right.
Then I started getting stuff on him. So when we, and maybe we should take a break first, you can pick it up, we come back. So when we say, Siri, what is this? When I type into the phone the other day, I was looking for something, as a matter of fact, about pro-death penalty groups. And it's like, are there any pro-death penalty groups? I just Googled that, and what came up was some kind of overview saying there are currently no pro-death penalty groups. So when I say Siri, when I say Alexa, when I say, I don't know, are there any male assistants or not?
You can set up your assistant to kind of have the voice you want. You can give it a male voice if you want.
So when we do that, I just want you to kind of take us back to Siri 101. Who exactly or what are we talking to? Who's listening? How do they determine that? And how reliable is the information? And then you got to factor in, well, who's advertising? What results are advertising based? Algorithms, all that stuff. Because I think a lot of us just use this stuff, Alex, and we don't really know what's going on or why. Alex Hammerstone is our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. If you have any, again, questions or comments, because I don't know that anybody besides Alex understands all of this. Do you understand it all, Alex?
I'm doing my best every day to learn more and keep up with it, right?
And that's from Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. So don't beat yourself up. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about iPhones and smartphones and eavesdropping. And when it comes to something simple as Siri, what is this? Or, I did a Google search. Are there any groups that support the death penalty? And I get an AI overview that comes back and says, yes, there are groups that support the death penalty, including Republican Party, blah, blah, blah. So I guess the point I'm making, Alex, is when we say Siri, who are we asking? Who's responding to this? Is anybody responding to this? Who's listening to it? Who generates that answer when you ask a question, not necessarily about a product? Is it algorithm driven? You got 3.5 minutes. Go ahead. Explain it all.
So as far as kind of who they are, I mean, they're computer programs, right? And as opposed to when you go and search for something on Google, where you're typing it and then it gives you back the results kind of as words, you know, the voice assistant is adding another layer, right? So you're able to ask it something. It then turns your words your spoken words into a search, and then it searches, and then it brings the search back, and then it reads it out loud, right? So those are all kind of different technologies that we're familiar with, right? Voice recognition or so on and so forth. When it comes to those AI overviews that kind of are showing up on search engines these days, I think the way to think of it is this. If you were to have a question, and you might go out and search 10 or 15 different sites, right, and kind of look for answers and try to figure it out and aggregate that information. But if you asked me, if you're like, hey, Alex, can you figure this thing out? I would go look at 15 sites and then give you back a summary. So these AI kind of overviews on these search engines are basically doing the second, right? You're asking it a question. It's going to look across and kind of search the web and then come back to you with all the different answers it found kind of in a paragraph format. So it feels more like talking to a person. When it comes to kind of who's listening, that's a more complex answer or a more complex question. Because, you know, generally with these voice assistants, the organizations are pretty open that they do listen to certain calls to kind of for quality assurance, as they say, right? Just to make sure that the assistant is interpreting the questions or the words as intended. But all these different companies are pretty adamant that they're not sharing those recordings with third-party marketers. That's a little bit different than, you know, everything else, right? When you're searching the web and kind of surfing the web and whatever else, that information generally is shared everywhere, right? With all kinds of marketers, and it's put into a profile about you. And you're oftentimes served ads either because of who you are as an individual or because of your demographics, right? So your age and your location and things like that. So somebody who's 65 might get ads for cruises, and somebody that's, you know, 22 might get ads for, you know, disco clubs.
Alex, let me jump to this real quick if I can, because I wanted to get in. I promised. I have a platonic friend. She was on a Bumble, I think it is, Bumblebee dating app, whatever it is. And in the course of it, got a pop-up message saying that somebody was trying to hack her information. Don't do this. Don't do that. What to do? I told her to turn the damn thing off. I that's my suggestion. But then she said when she turned it back on, there was another thing, and she clicked it or something, and it led to another app trying to. I guess the bottom line is, if you have your security that is being compromised, will you ever get a pop-up message from Apple or not?
Generally, no. So if you have a firewall installed or certain security software, it will give you pop-ups. But a lot of you know, nefarious actors will try to mimic those legitimate security alerts. So generally, when you're getting these pop-ups, it's usually a scam, unless you recognize it from being from a specific program you've installed for security purposes.
And as to my advice of turning the damn thing off?
Turning it off is never bad advice.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Stay warm. Alex Hammerstone, we'll talk to you again soon. Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We'll come back. We'll talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, about a whole bunch of things. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.